Are we there to find myself using an expression, or I hear someone else using one which is typically from Northern Ireland? I always mean to make a note of these, but of course I never do. The more I think about it, the more difficult I realise it must be for people arriving here for the first time. You know, immigrants from Poland and India or China, or the odd tourist now. First they have to cope with the way we pronounce words, saying car instead of car, and hate instead of heat, and bait instead of beat, that sort of thing. Plus the fact that we often run several words together and then stick in a few extra words like right and nigh and like, just to confuse people. Then there are the actual words we speak, many of which are not to be found in any English dictionary. It's a wonder some of them don't pack up and go home bewildered after their first week here. More power to them for staying, and even learning to speak like what we do. As I've said before, some of our words and manner of speech come from Irish or Scots Gaelic. Like asking your mates, have you any money on this? Or explaining, she had a face on her like a busted boot. Some come from Elizabethan English or Ulster Scots, as it's usually referred to, like saying I'm foundering, and I can't thaw the pain. In Belfast, at any rate, you'll often find we've also adopted the Cockney rhyming slang and made it our own. A Londoner might just understand it if someone asked him to shift your big ignorant plates of meat, in other words, feet. But what would he make of it if he defended someone and was told, listen son, you're titty bread now? In other words, dead. Or someone asked, do you think I'm going to wait until I'm titty-like?